Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. The technology world is buzzing following the latest announcement in VR technology.
So they've stepped it up a level. Scientists have now created a headset that will make it possible for you to kiss somebody virtually.
And you can feel it, though?
All the sensations. How does virtual reality work? Let's say you had a fantasy about Blake Lively.
We'll go Blake Lively.
So can you put Blake Lively in your virtual reality thing? Oh, I think there's consent issues.
What?
I don't know about this.
You put her in there. I didn't.
Parenting experts are pleading with mums and dads to have patience with some of the more mundane questions they may be asked by their children, stressing its importance in a child's mental development.
Trixie's just turned 9, and 9's becoming lots of questions. Mum,
before there was the universe, what was there?
That's the sort of questions I ask Alex. No, because I said to you the other day a question like that, you know, like mountains and rocks and stuff. How do the rocks get there?
That's the Earth's, the plates under the Earth's surface, the crust. Everything rises to the top and rocks and mountains are formed.
Yeah, but like rocks on rocks. You know, you just go somewhere and there's like just a rock on a big rock and there's another rock. How did that get there?
Yeah, I don't know.
David Attenborough's feeling pretty safe right now.
Melbourne radio star Tim Lee saw himself suspended from the Fox this week after a stunt he pulled caused upset and confusion during the station's breakfast show, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Well, I just put a video up of Fifi, but in our background, we've got our Fifi, Fev and Nick shots that are on our PV screen, and Fifi's front and centre. She winks.
Yeah.
How does it wink?
Leon, can you...
So Tim Lee actually did this, and he said that he's hit a little Easter egg in there.
Where's the Easter egg?
Well, oh, man.
An Easter egg is another word for like a little hidden fun game.
Oh. It'd be better if there was an Easter egg in there. That'd be good fun.
Studies released this week have shown children are thinking about their potential careers and joining the workforce younger and younger, with more and more kids as young as 7 and 8 having serious discussions with their parents about the future.
I want to talk about vocational advice because the other day I was talking to Trix as she wants to be a singer and she's got a beautiful voice. She has also shown interest in being a vet, loves animals, loves nature, wants to save the earth. Yeah, well, a singing vet, I think there's a niche for that. I don't know if I'm...
Yeah, it's like a show on 7, mate, I think.
You're going to operate on you.
But
how's my voice? Bit hoarse? Ayo, the singing vet. Back on 7, mate.
Croydon locals have been buzzing all week after radio show Fifi, Fev and Nick announced they'd be broadcasting from Costello's Croydon Hotel this morning, the hometown of announcer Fifi Box.
Costello's Croydon Hotel used to be area nightclub, so it was a nightclub and I had my first kiss. On Maroondah Highway, Croydon.
And your first kiss?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just to the right of the Thirsty Camel, there's those big gum trees. Under one of those gum trees. I remember we went for a walk.
At home, among the gum trees. No,
name
give
was Anne.
Give us a kiss, please. And,
and lastly, the Melbourne Careers Expo released tickets for many of their major events this week. However, they've seen a large drop in sales for reasons they can't identify.
Lulu, what do you want to do when you're older, Lulu?
I'm going to marry a rich guy and be loaded.
That's great.
That's it. I'm like, good career path, hun. Like, you can't talk her out of it. She said she's going to marry a billionaire.
But I bet you did say, or you could make all that money yourself.
I did.
You did.
And we said that.
Yeah.
You can make it. She goes, why would I? That's her career path. Why would I?
You know what's annoying me? She's made some solid points.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Nick always says...
Aliens are here. OMG. I can't even.